Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Music Central here with DJ King, live from Dominican University here on radio.dominican.edu. Another episode of Music Central here with Will Gedsted as my guest. Hey Will.
How you doing, Johnny?
Pretty good. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic revolving around the whole Beatle universe, but we'll get more into that later. Right now, we want to give you some of the sweet, sweet music that I've been choosing out for you guys here on radio.dominican.edu on Music Central, giving you only the best in music. Right now, I'm going to give you a song that I really like called Julius from Star FKR here on radio.dominican.edu. Hope you like it.
Enjoy.
Katy Perry's 3D concert movie will hit theaters this 4th of July weekend. The Los Angeles Times reports, Katy Perry, Part of Me, 3D, a film featuring documentary and live footage of the pop star, will debut on July 5th in a bid to match the success of the Justin Bieber's 3D movie, which apparently got a lot of it was very high profitable, but it got mixed reviews in the end. Probably got pretty good reviews from those teeny bopper fans who, you know, love Justin Bieber. So if you are a fan of Katy Perry and want to see her in 3D dancing around, I'll see you there. this July 2012 summer, get your tickets. Titanic in 3D was re-released today. The film was first released 15 years ago, back in December of 1997. It was the highest-grossing film at the time, and it kept that title for 12 years, grossing about $1 billion, and it was the first movie to do so. But then James Cameron made his other film called Avatar, and that beat Titanic by $1 million and made $2 billion in the box office. So good job for James Cameron beating himself. New albums from Nicki Minaj, Rascal Flatts, and Lights. And so if you like those bands, go over there on iTunes right now and get their music. Nicki Minaj just released a new album it's a re-release of her first album. It contains new tracks. New album from Rascal Flatts and Lights has a new iTunes Sessions album, so go over there to iTunes or your local CD store. More after this.
Hey there. Are you a fan of Two and a Half Men? No. How about the Big Bang Theory?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state.
Okay, no. So, Star Wars? No, okay. So, you know what? Forget about it. It doesn't matter.
Because we are going to cover everything on TV and movies. This is Camera Roll. Tune in Wednesdays from 4 to 6.
Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey guys, you know how all of the all-star athletes have really cool nicknames? Well, I think we need some for the tailgate.
I took the liberty to think of a couple.
Wait. Hunter, I have a better idea. Let's bring in the Boston 3 party. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen.
We got a call. The Parquet Posse.
Okay, no, that's dumb right off the bat.
The 3 Basketeers.
Basketeers? Hunter can't play basketball, he's 5'4".
Here, just go with this. The Big 3. It's clean.
See, all right. I like that. See, this man's big. Professional. Thank you, man.
The Tailgate, Tuesday nights, 8 to 10, only on radio.dominican.edu and simulcast on Ustream. The best damn tailgate you've ever had.
All right, here we are back on radio.dominican.edu. You're here on Music Central with me, DJ King, and Willy Nilly over here sitting next to me right here on the beautiful Dominican University campus. What we just played was Julius by Star FKR. Great band. I really recommend you guys check that out. I saw them live, and they're really, really great live. So if you guys get a chance to see him, do that. That's Star FKR, and that song we played was Julius. The next song after that was an Al Green classic, Let's Stay Together, and I got that one off his Greatest Hits album, which is a really great album. It contains about 10 to 12 classic Al Green tracks, so you guys should check that out. All right, so today we're going to be talking about a really, really interesting project that I'm kind of excited for, but also kind of not. And it is about the Beatles sons reuniting with each other. So James McCartney told BBC that he's interested in teaming up with the sons of his father's former bandmates to form the Beatles: the next generation. Okay, so we got a quote from here, and he says, I don't think it's something that Zach Starkey wants to do. Maybe Jason Starkey would want to do that. I'd be up for it. Sean Lennon seemed to be into it. Danny Harrison seemed to be into it. I'd be happy to do it. McCartney 34 is furthering his solo career by performing soon at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, the old stomping grounds of his old father's band. The rocker says he chooses to play there because he wants to embrace the Beatles' legacy rather than running away from it. And you can totally tell that, not tell, but, you know, if you were the son of a famous rock star or a Beatle, you'd probably, you know, get, oh, you know, hey, you know, you're the Beatles' son. Like, yeah, I know.
That's the only thing they would recognize.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Just keep poking at him. Hey, you.
Yeah. I mean, and it even happens when you're even siblings. Like, my brother goes to my old high school, and they always say, you know, oh, you're Johnny's brother.
You're that rock star's brother.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're that guy's brother. You know what I mean? Like, it happens to everyone, and these guys have to live with it to a you know,
huge
times
extent,
by
yeah.
times infinity, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the Beatles' sons. And I'm kind of glad that this is happening. I mean, Will, what do you think about this?
It's interesting, to say the least. I think it's probably the best scenario that could probably happen with something like this. Unless like rock stars today form together to maybe do some like Beatles covers. This is kind of cool. And I feel like they have the right to do it. If it's their father's, I know people will be mad and all, but like Danny's big, you know, he's a big fan of his father's music. We all know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Danny's great.
Yeah.
Gotta love Danny. And I really, and it is Sean doing it.
Thank God.
Instead of Julian, who is kind of older. He was born back in 1963.
Yeah. Sean's the beautiful boy.
So yeah, Sean is definitely the beautiful,
beautiful
boy. Beautiful. His breakout and song.
Yeah.
So, Sean was born back in 1979, I believe. So, you know, he's not that old. And, you know, he looks... Have you seen a picture of him?
He looks pretty young.
He looks strikingly like his father.
Yes.
He looks like...
Both of them do, but in, like, weird ways.
In really weird ways. Yeah. I think that Sean looks more like to John to me. I mean, I'm going to pull up a picture right here for Will right here, and I can actually explain to you you guys. Okay, so look at a picture of John Lennon. I mean, okay, so we have here, I pulled up a picture of Sean. His bottom half of his face looks just like John's. His
eyes kind of look like John's, but with
kind
like
of,
Yoko Ono's
but he
eyes.
Has
yeah.
Yoko there too. He kind of has the Asiatic eyes. I mean, not to be racist or anything,
nothing racist about that. Yoko's Asian.
Yeah. Yoko's from Japan. You know, he's got the eyes. You know, pull up another picture.
His
right?
dad's hair too.
Yeah. He's got his dad's hair. He just like
check out Jules.
Oh yeah, Julian. Yeah,
Julian.
I mean,
sorry,
Jules.
Jules. I don't know why I heard Jules in my head.
Oh yeah, so
you
know
he looks like
he looks less like John, which is funny because he was he was on the cover of Rolling Stone, huh. Nice. But anyway,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it as much, but at the same time, I do right here in Julian. I don't
know.
If you heard his singing voice, he's trying to sound like John, I think. And the same thing with Sean, which we'll look at later here in the episode. But going back to this news, in my opinion, since I'm a very, very big Beatles fan, I think that this could... I feel that it could either go two ways. It could either be, you know, they make an album, awesome. They come out, it goes straight to number one because, you know, people know that it's going to get a lot of advertising from Rolling Stone, from all the big music people. They're going to stamp on the Beatles, you know, son's name on it. It's going to be on fire. It's going to come out and the album's probably going to be kind of all right.
It's not going to be massive. If it's okay, yeah, like you said, if it's okay, then they're going to blow it up.
We're
gonna see it everywhere.
They're going to release a single that's going to be great, and then the entire album's probably just going to be okay. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's Or it's going to be awesome.
Or it's just amazing.
Or
it's
amazing. I mean,
we all like cry and our ears start.
It's just going to be like the second coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be like the second coming, or it's just going to be okay. But
or it's going to.
Yeah,
either or.
Yeah, either or. But see, what we got to remember is that we have Paul still alive. So if these guys are going to be doing it, they're probably going to get a lot of help from Paul. I mean, he's Paul McCartney. He wrote everything that John didn't write. You know? And you know, he's been popping out some hits since the 70s.
He's been trying, yeah.
He's been doing it, and then for over the past 10 years he's been doing all right. And you know, he just released his new album. I mean, that he had two originals on that one, and I liked them, but they weren't really rock, so I can't really tell how he's doing on the rock meter. But like I said, these guys are probably gonna get heavily mentored by Paul in terms of songwriting.
And Paul's just gonna sit in the back of the studio with a yardstick, just smacking his hand the whole time, like, "Don't you let me down, boys."
Yeah, he's gonna steal the microphone. Okay, just let me do it. Yeah,
the whole album is like, Paul.
Guys, this sucks. Just do a cover album.
Yes.
No, but seriously, like this. This could possibly be a good attempt, and also it's kind of funny because this time they're going backwards. The Beatles started out as a collective, and then they were amazing, and then they went off on their own separate ways. And you know, each Beatle had their 15 minutes of fame. Some had great albums, some had bad albums. Ringo, I'm looking at you. But
he follows us around. Yeah,
yeah, but you know, John had some hits.
Paul
had the hits.
George
had the hits. But it wasn't like the Beatles, where every time they released a single or an album, it was just everyone loved it. I mean, starting from 65, the Beatles were on a nonstop rock and roll amazing train. Rubber Soul, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper, Magic Mystery Tour, The White Album, Let It Be, Abbey Road. What do all those albums have in common? They're incredible. They're incredible.
They're incredible.
Yeah. And also the earlier albums are great, but that's only for nostalgic effect. But like I said, they're going backwards on this. They right now, these guys are working on their stuff in solo sessions. But if they come together. You
that,
know,
that we, could we, be.
Oh, come together.
No.
You know, they can go in their octopus's garden. Pull out some Rocky Raccoons, smoke a little marijuana. No, no, but and then get together and maybe do this. Yeah. And like I said, if they do this, if they make an album, it will shoot straight to number one just because of one reason. Because it has to do with the Beatles.
All the last names will just...
We got Harrison, Starkey, or Starr. Lennon and McCartney. So
these are all pretty big last names. So.
Like I said, this is gonna get so much like buzz if it actually happens, and it's getting some buzz right now. I looked up Sean Lennon today. I looked up all the Beatles sons today and on Google, and the first hit was their website, then Wikipedia page, and then after that was the news article talking about this.
Right.
On different news outlets.
It's people hoping that, like, the musical talent runs through the blood.
Yeah, totally. And, what are we going to be expecting? We're going to be expecting a rock album.
We're going to be expecting rock.
We're hopefully, I don't know. See, the thing is that I don't know. Yeah, it's a rock album. Maybe they'll put in some Sgt. Pepper-y stuff, maybe White Album-y stuff. I mean, what I really want to see is them working together and putting in new sounds that we don't hear on the radio, and that's what the Beatles did. They put in new sounds. Starting from, 66, they added tons of instruments that, like the Glockenspiel. The Beatles used the Glockenspiel. What is a Glockenspiel? Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, see, there you go. A prime example of great collective musical togetherness in one band that really know it, really know what they want, and they don't really go from what the audience wants. They choose what they want, and then they change the audience. That's what the Beatles did. Are the Sons going to do this? Most likely not.
Are they going to use a glockenspiel?
Maybe. But hopefully we can see like something like coming, because I'm actually kind of excited about this. Like, I really hope this happens.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I really kind of hope this happens now that I'm talking about it. And I'm, you know, and if it's not that great, it's going to be a good effort.
It's going to be, it's not, it. Like we said earlier, it's their right to do it because they all have the last name and they're all sons. And so it's fun. It's really, it's not like they're going to, I doubt they're going to destroy it. I doubt.
Oh, no.
It's not like they're going to go up there and collab with, like.
Yeah, no, the only, yeah, I was just, yeah, from with, like, Justin Timberlake, you know, like, I don't want to see them collab with the hit artists of today.
Which
they won't, because they got Paul by their side. I mean, if they do collab, it's probably going to be with
Paul.
With Paul or Mick or anyone else who's still alive from that era. You know what I mean? You know, hopefully. No, hopefully we'll see some stuff there, but, you know, we're going to still keep talking about this here on radio.dominican.edu. Here's Dr. Dre for you guys here on Music Central. Hope you guys like it, and tune in.
It's the one and only Digo Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know what happened with the D.R.E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cuz homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a when she crept in the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swank in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a put some grip and take this on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the one and only D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, love buck.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King of the beach, ride to him in your fleet. Hood, keep the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dre and Snoop hitting cumblers in the lag. With Doc in the back sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, tipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. It's California love. It's California. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one. I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on and my team strong. Get my drink on and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke
what's
on.
Up,
Locus on for the 2000. Coming real. It's the next episode.
Hold up.
Well, we always seem to worry. Life's becoming such a flurry. Can't you see that there's light in the dark? Nothing's quite what it seems in the city of dreams. Rainbows tinted with all the stories we've been told. Still our love is yours to behold. Nothing's quite what it seems in the city of dreams. We'll be right back.
Well, you're in your little room and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room. And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got started sitting in your little room.
All right, welcome back. Madonna and Lionel Richie are topping the charts right now. Richie earned his best chart placement since 1986. So if you or anyone you know is a big Madonna or Lionel Richie fan, go over to the iTunes store or your local music store and buy Madonna's new album and Lionel Richie's new album where he covers some country songs. So that happened. And today is Muddy Waters' birthday. He would have been 99 today. The American blues singer was generally considered to be the father of modern Chicago blues. To celebrate his birthday, I recommend you listen to his hits Got My Mojo Workin', Mannish Boy, and I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. Or if you want to hear a good Muddy Waters album, I recommend you listen to the 2001 album called The Anthology, which covers his work from 1947 to 1972. And another interesting fact is that that album ranked number 38 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. So go over now and celebrate Muddy Waters' birthday because that guy is a pretty good musician. More after this.
Hey Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree? Call in at 415-482-3587. Let's do it live.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.
F***ing thing sucks!
We're back. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your girl, DJ Swag, with my girl, DJ Flavor, and you already know what's going down. Sports, we got it. Drama and gossip, you know it. Join us every Monday, 9 to 11 p.m., while we let you in on the secrets to college. We'll be your hangover remedy after a long weekend of working hard and playing harder. So grab the Advil and the electrolytes and sit back while we help you get over that weekend hangover.
All right, and we're back here on radio.dominican.edu. You are on Music Central here with DJ King, and sitting right next to me is one and only Ronald McDonald. Say hi, Ronald McDonald.
Hi, everyone. I'm just glad to be back on the radio.
Yeah, he went through a massive heart attack right now, but Ronald is pulling his way through. It's his fifth heart attack this year. Ronald, I'm telling you, stop eating at McDonald's and go to Burger King. It's just so much better.
They're getting less painful, don't worry.
It's all right. But actually, that is Will, so in case you didn't know, in case I fooled you guys.
Same person.
Yeah. So that song that we just played was two songs. We played The Next Episode by Dr. Dre off his 2001 album. Great album, great hip-hop album. I consider it to be the last great hip-hop album. If you want to check other Dre stuff, check out The Chronic. Another great hip-hop album, which is basically, I think I would call him the pioneer of gangsta rap, which is great. And the second song was Where Eagles Have Been by Wolfmother off the Wolfmother album that got released back in 2005. And if you guys ever get a chance to see Wolfmother, they're awesome live. They're a great band, solid. And they have a lot of, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin roots.
Yeah.
I mean, they sound like they're from the 70s.
They sound exactly like they're from the 70s.
I mean, It's just great. Their sound is awesome. So if you guys ever get a chance to see them live, or just go out and get their CDs. Actually, they got two CDs, Wolf Mother and Cosmic Egg. Yeah. All right. So before we cut to commercial break and listening to some sweet, sweet Dr. Dre, we were talking about James McCartney thinking of joining to make the next Beatles, the Beatles, the next generation. And that will include James McCartney, Sean Lennon, Danny Harrison, and Zach Starkey. And you will know, which one will be vocals, drums, all that stuff if you are a big Beatles fan. Will and I talked about that. We have mixed feelings, but if it were to happen, we in the end, we decided it would be a good effort.
It would be, at least at worst, a C.
Yeah, I'm expecting, around probably a 6.
Yeah.
I mean, this cannot, I mean, I really don't want it to, but this cannot go under a 6. If it does, I'll just be very, very disappointed in the Suns. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, plus the whole, Beatles.
And now their fathers can't come back and, like, hit them on the head.
Yeah, like they used to.
Yeah.
No, but we still got Paul alive and Ringo. And hopefully they'll be in the studio overlooking everything. George Martin is still alive. He was the original Beatles manager, producer, and overlooked everything. So hopefully he'll be behind the project as well. I actually didn't even think about that. So that hopefully will be happening. And, it will be on Apple Records, hopefully, and okay, all that other stuff. So hopefully it will
That's
be
good.
It
That's
will
good.
Be like...
It'll be pretty Beatles-y, yeah.
It will be, and hopefully it will sound Beatles-y, but at the same time, I don't want it to be a copy, but I want it to be kind of like it. I want the spirit of the Beatles to be there, but I just don't want a copy. I don't want to hear Day Tripper again. I've heard it 27,987 times. I don't need to hear it again. You know what I mean?
We want something new.
We want something new from these guys, so hopefully
it's
they
It's like
can...
the way... Sean Lennon looks.
Yeah.
It looks like John, it's new.
Nah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a new guy.
Yeah, it's a new one. You can tell the difference.
And here, let me pull up a picture of James McCartney. Again, he kind of looks like Paul, except not as attractive.
I want to say Julian Lennon.
See, he's got the spitting image of his father. He just doesn't have those.
He's just not attractive.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
He's not that mama's boy we've always loved back in the 60s. I mean,
he looks like Simon Pegg.
Also, he looks like he's balding, too. Is Paul McCartney balding? Because it looks like James is balding kind of a bit. Or maybe that's just how he does his haircut. I mean, just look at that little smile.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Well, anyway.
I don't think we'll be ever hearing any songs from his son because that would mean he'd have to reproduce with another one.
I'm pulling up a picture of Danny. Danny is the same. I mean, look at that.
He's so good.
He's the same as his dad. I mean, it's incredible. I love it. I mean.
I like Danny.
If this happens, it will be great. It'll be like having the next Beatles for our generation. And I think that's what we've been waiting for. I mean, the Jonas Brothers, I think, call themselves the next Beatles, but... first of all, there were three.
The Beatles were not nearly as good as...
The Jonas Brothers? No, definitely not. Jonas Brothers produced the greatest hits of today, and they were nothing like the Beatles. If you think the Beatles are better than the Jonas Brothers, I mean, you got a fight going.
You meet us in the studio next week.
Of course.
And we will come.
I mean, that's like saying that Michael Jackson is better than Justin Bieber.
That's ridiculous.
That is insane.
Justin Bieber made Michael Jackson.
Justin Bieber was Michael Jackson's mentor. I mean, even in the womb. But anyway, okay, so we're gonna go back to this conversation. So what's great about this is that just like their dads, they went these guys went on pretty decent musical careers, they've come out with a few albums, and some have been working with great groups. Okay, so let's start off with Sean. Sean has been making a few albums for a while. Like I said, he's had kind of a respectable career, and he also teamed up with his mom, Yoko, on a new Plastic Ono Band album that came out a few years back. I didn't check it out myself because I knew Yoko was on it, but, you know, was it good? Who knows? So, like I said, he's had a pretty respectable career, and I went on iTunes today, and this was his top song. It's called Parachute. From his album Friendly Fire. So let's check out
a little
Sean's,
sample. Yeah,
let's check out a little sample. Let's see if we like it. All right, that was Sean Lennon for you. Thoughts, Will, go.
I'm actually kind of excited to hear this album come down now.
There you go. See, we have, just like his father, Sean seems to be he just knows the music. And since his dad has been dead since 1980, and he was born in 70. I said 79 last time. I think he was actually 75 because, that is a mistake on my part. He was born in 1975, and in 75, John took a break from music. He took 5 years break, made Double Fantasy and Milk and Honey, died. So Sean barely knew him, basically. So, but, you know, you hear in that song Parachute, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It was the first time I heard Sean's music, and I liked it.
I liked it. It sounded new. It sounded cool.
But it sounded kind of like John.
It had that eerie. He doesn't even know it probably. He doesn't, because he never knew his father.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's heard his father's music.
Of course.
But like, but he doesn't like, he's like, wow, I sound like this one guy I've never met. Like,
yeah, yeah. And John had another son Julian. He had a pretty all right career. Most of his stuff is in the 80s once he got a little older. It's okay. I like Sean better, I have to say.
Yeah, Julian looks like a weird Tom York. Like,
yeah.
He looks like a very old, weird age Tom York.
That's kind of true. Yeah. But like I said, I'm glad Sean is down for this because he's got... I kind of want to hear it again, but that was just... Let's hear a little bit again, because that was great. Here, I'll put it right here. I mean, do you hear that? Like, he kind of had that, like, sort of soothing, kind of psychedelic, you know, sound going on.
It's really, yeah.
And
really.
If you check out the music video, it's also very psychedelic as well. And so, you know, he's got it on music video. He's got it going on music, so... You know, there's Sean, a potential new Beatle. All right, so let's go down to James McCartney. This is Old Man, a Neil Young cover, and it's available on his Available Light EP. All right, so that was James McCartney right there. Will, what do you think?
That was okay.
Okay. Yeah, that is basically my same judgment right there.
I want to be ecstatic about this, but at the same time, it was all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, Sean was great. James is kind of... That was all right. That was a pretty good cover for Neil Young. It was all right, but, you know, the thing is that he's got his dad, who's still alive, one of the greatest composers of the century. So, you know, if this were to happen, you know, he's got his dad to go to. Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy, I need a new song.
He's like, all right, again, all right, all here right, we go.
Let me look in the trash. All right, this one. Yeah, have this one.
I have this one, no one cares.
So, you know, we got that.
And then Ringo is like, I can write a song for you. And he's like, we'll just go through the trash. Don't worry.
Ringo, just go back to bed.
All right, okay, I guess.
So we got the two big boys, basically good. So here we got, okay, so the second one we have is Danny. we have Danny. He himself didn't make any album.
Right.
But he has...
He's collaborated with quite a few people, yeah.
Exactly. He has collaborated with a few people. He went on the Concert for George, which was the benefit remembrance concert for his dad. So he was on that. And this next one I'm about to play is a cover by John Lennon called Gimme Some Truth. And since we're on the topic of Rockstar's Son, mm-hmm. he does this cover with Jacob Dylan, which is Bobby D's son, Bob Dylan. Jacob Dylan right here. So they play together, which is great. And you can get this song off Instant Karma, the Amnesty International campaign to save Darfur. So he's kind of singing with Jacob here. But what I wanted to highlight in this one is that George was a lead guitarist. And I'm about to play the solo that Danny plays. And we can distinguish to see if he's a good
enough guitar player.
Yeah, so
we'll make it simple. Yeah.
So we got the vocals, now the guitar. Let's see if you guys like that. All right, so you just heard a sample of Gimme Some Truth by Danny. He was on lead guitar on that one, and I liked it.
I thought that was very good, yeah.
That was a pretty good solo. His dad did the solo on the original song, so that was a pretty good thing. So, all right, so we got some two pretty good singers, and we got the guitarist, and the guitarist seems to be all awesome.
Seems to be working it, yeah.
Yeah,
it'll be good. That'll be a good collaboration.
So I'm glad that we got a good guitarist, which is great. I mean, he knows how to work them solos. He's also
knows how to play that that electric banjo. You know, what
electric
I mean?
Banjo. Yeah. And of course, he's also a singer as well. He sang in that song with Jacob. So.
Check that out.
So, you check that out, definitely. And Zach actually has a pretty interesting career. He's Ringo's son. And he actually has been playing with The Who since 1996.
Really?
Yeah, he's been touring with them.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I mean, that's every drummer's dream to play with someone like The Who.
Yeah.
So he's got that. And he's also been playing with Oasis as well. Which is funny because that band always wants to be like the Beatles, and they got Ringo's son.
They got Ringo. They're like, wait, no.
Yeah, this is your son. here I have a sample of Zach's playing, and this is off the Shock of Lightning, an Oasis song from Dig Out Your Soul. So let's check out his drumming. All right, so you heard the drums right there in the background. It was kind of hard to listen, but, he's not bad...
Ringo wasn't, like... We're not expecting, like, some amazing, like, contribution, like, double bass drum.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy's really different.
Whoa. Yeah. You know, like...
To outshine everyone.
Yeah, yeah, he does his own Moby Dick.
Like he has the full bells. Neil Peart drum set.
Yeah.
He's exactly. Like posh, like other Beatles members, just like, what?
awesome. Yeah. Okay. Like, great. Yeah. But, so he's probably going to one up his father a little bit, but, like, I mean, we're not expecting an amazing drummer right here. So, Yeah, so we're going to leave you guys off on that note. We'll see. I mean, what do you guys think about the whole Beatles possibly having another get-together? You can go on Facebook and go on the Music Central page and write that down.
Let us know.
Oh, yeah, let us know, definitely. Or you can go on my blog, which is djkingmusiccentral.blogspot.com, and on there you can get, you know, extra features that are not talked about on the show. You get a good outline of what the show was if you missed it, and you get a lot of pretty good stuff. So we're going to leave you off on some Bob Marley here on radio.dominican.edu. Enjoy the rest of your guys' night, and have a good weekend. See you next week.
Good job, friend.